From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump took his campaign to Iowa Saturday and continued his outreach to African American communities. Speaking to a predominantly white audience, Trump repeated his accusation that his opponent Hillary Clinton has contributed to what he called a failed system. He also said the delay of the release of Clinton's daily schedules from her time as Secretary of State showed that she was protected by what he called a corrupt, rigged system.
The illegal server, the foreign hacking, the deleted 33,000. The deleted emails, 33,000. The secret schedules, the lying to Congress. It's all just too much. We're going to have a great victory on November 8th, I can tell you.
Trump's comments came as he works to boost his image with minority voters amid a slip in the polls. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, received a national security briefing on Saturday, her first since becoming the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. The overview of major domestic and global threats facing the United States was conducted near her home at a federal government facility outside New York. Republican nominee Donald Trump received a similar briefing earlier in the month. Major presidential nominees and their close advisors are legally required under U.S. law to be briefed with classified information on security matters by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. That's so they will be prepared when they assume office. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed fighters clashed with Kurdish forces in northern Syria Saturday. The Anadolu News Agency says that two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Yarbulis came under rocket attack by Kurdish militants. One soldier was reported killed. Three others were wounded. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which are predominantly Kurdish, say that their fighters were hit by Turkish jets south of the border town of Yarbulis. The Turkish military began its so-called Euphrates Shield operation in Syria with Free Syrian Army units and coalition airplanes on Wednesday. The goal was to push Islamic State militants out of Yarbulis and to limit the advance of Kurdish forces to the west of the Euphrates River. Meanwhile, at least 15 civilians were killed in a barrel bomb attack by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs just minutes apart in the eastern district of Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near where a tent was set up for people mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack Thursday. The monitoring group said the Syrian government and its Russian allies are the only ones operating helicopters in Aleppo. The government has denied using barrel bombs. Meanwhile, Syrian activists say that government airplanes attacked a besieged neighborhood in the central city of Homs, including using incendiary bombs that killed two children and left one badly burned. Relatives wept during a state funeral in Ascoli Piceno on Saturday for 35 of the more than 290 victims that were killed in an earthquake earlier this week. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and Italian President Sergio Mattarella attended the mass, which was held in a sports gymnasium because of damage to local churches. The presiding bishop, Giovanni Ercole, told those gathered in the sports hall he hoped their faith would guide them.
Per chi ha vissuto questi giorni è difficile.
He said, for those of you who have lived through these days, it is difficult to distance yourself, but I really hope and I prayed during this celebration that the faith will illuminate your path. Remember to always trust in God, even when it seems impossible. He will open a path for you. A magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. And police in Bangladesh have shot and killed the man believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 20 hostages and two policemen dead last month. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.